Right now, I'm looking at a market, and we talk a lot about politics, Paul, and yet what's interesting to me, we talk about all the peripheral issues. Often it comes down to the economy, and that's really the political issue, but what aspect of it? And we did hear from Ron DeSantis. He has this economic plan, and it's highly populist and also a bunch of Republican talking points in terms of what the traditional economic benchmarks are. But joining us to really hash out how his economic plan really speaks to what the concern is in the zeitgeist is Jack Fitzpatrick down in Washington, D.C., who covers all things politics for us. Jack, what's your takeaway about what matters to voters right now about the economy?
Oh, that's a tough one, especially looking at the DeSantis plan, because it tells us a little more about what conservative Republicans understand the concerns to be. I mean, the basic concerns are still people have lost purchasing power. They're not happy about the recent history of inflation. There are some pretty broad complaints among voters with regard to inflation and the state of the economy. If you're thinking specifically of the DeSantis plan, it doesn't necessarily get right to that because it's targeted more to a Republican primary audience. He's got things on ending quote unquote woke policies. There are some sort of more populist measures in there, but at the same time, there's a push for more work requirements, for welfare benefits. That's not necessarily something that all the American public is screaming for. So you've got some attempts to tap into that by DeSantis, but also some attempts to just get at more of the Republican activist class.
One of the aspects of it was to really separate more from China and distinguish the U.S. economy from China, potentially even banning TikTok. He talked about that. How much is that still in the popular mindset in terms of voters? And how much do you expect that kind of rhetoric to ramp up with potential action also heading into next year's election?
That is a significant one. Now, on one hand, the TikTok issue, the proposals to ban TikTok could play a couple different ways, because that if you look at different demographics, younger demographics, there could be more of a backlash on the TikTok stuff in particular. More broadly, you look at, there's been a significant push by Republicans, sometimes with bipartisan support, and it's mentioned in this DeSantis plan to block the sale of U.S. farmland to anyone tied to the Chinese government. That does reflect some broader concerns about instances in which there were land purchases near U.S. Department of Defense areas. I don't know if that's something that has worked its way necessarily into the broader public, but increasingly seeing China as a threat and something that people generally are worried about. That is something in the DeSantis plan that's clearly responsive to a broad range of voters.
Jack, our good friends in Congress are on their summer recess. God bless them. When they do come back, what's on their to-do list?
Quite a bit. September 30th is the big, big deadline, and they don't come back with a lot of days left before that. The House doesn't even come back until September 12th. They need to fund the government. It is unlikely that they'll get a full deal, so they'll probably need to do a stopgap by September 30th. They've got to reauthorize the farm bill provisions because they're not close to actually having a full farm bill. The Federal Aviation Administration authorization needs to be extended. There are quite a few just lawmaking authorization extensions that they need to do. But I think the most obvious one is fund the government. Don't shut the government down. Find a way at least to kick the can if you can't strike a full deal by September 30th.
So how much are you getting caught up in the circus that is the pre-election, pre-primary kind of pre-debate in later this month that we're seeing in the Republican race?
I don't know that it has extended its way to Capitol Hill yet. There's interest in what's going to happen with the Republican primary, but a lot of lawmakers who are not directly involved in it would rather keep their powder dry. The hardest thing you could do as a Republican member of Congress right now is very clearly pick a side in that. Some of them have, but a lot of, and this speaks to the DeSantis economic plan, a lot of the House Republicans have already moved in a sufficiently conservative populist direction so that they're sort of aligned both with Trump and DeSantis and possibly with whoever else makes a surge. So it's a little more peaceful on Capitol Hill when they're here with regard to Republican primary politics than you might think.
Hey, Jack, what's the feeling, or, and is there a consensus or a thought of when there may be an indictment of President Trump coming down regarding the January 6th uprising? Is there a sense in Washington when that will occur?
In terms of the January 6th issues, it is possible that the grand jury meeting on that could that could happen soon. The grand jury on that case tends to meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays. People, you know, again, on Capitol Hill, they're a little bit in the dark here. But on the January 6th issue that the grand jury has been meeting on, an indictment is expected pretty soon. In the Fulton County District Attorney issue, in that specifically, the District Attorney has said that she will hand down the charging decisions by September 1st. And of course, those are two different things than the withholding of classified documents. So there could be a pretty significant amount of Trump legal news coming up in the foreseeable future.
There's also a bit of Hunter Biden news as well. There is the expectation that he has to come to a plea agreement with federal prosecutors for the tax allegations and others. How much is that causing angst among Democrats right now?
It's definitely causing angst among Democrats. It is also motivating Republicans in Congress. Just yesterday, there was, behind closed doors, the testimony of Devin Archer, who was a former business associate of Hunter Biden, testifying to members of the House Oversight Committee. That seems to be percolating as just something that Republicans want to dig into more and more. You know, you have certain very conservative members who would like to impeach the president or at least somebody from his cabinet. So the Hunter Biden legal issues as a potential weapon for Republicans on Capitol Hill is something that's very relevant right now.
Jack Fitzpatrick, thanks so much for joining us. Jack, he covers Bloomberg government, all things down in Washington, D.C. We appreciate getting a couple minutes of his time.